In today's turbulent business environment, what truly matters? This question drives Gary Hamel's influential work, which has become essential reading for forward-thinking leaders worldwide. The unprecedented pace of change demands organizations that can adapt quickly while remaining fundamentally human. The old management playbook, designed for efficiency and control in a more stable world, is failing us. What's needed isn't incremental improvement, but a complete reimagining of how organizations function. The most successful companies today, from Apple to Google to Morningstar, have already broken free from industrial-age management principles. They've discovered that sustainable success comes not from treating people as replaceable parts in a machine, but from unleashing their full creative potential. What will define our age 1,000 years from now? Perhaps the web, genomic decoding, or Mars exploration. But most remarkable will be how the pace of change went hypercritical. Change has fundamentally changed. We're surrounded by exponential growth, from mobile phones to data storage, yet humans have little experience with such acceleration. In this world of all punctuation and no equilibrium, organizations face a critical question. Are we changing as fast as the world around us? Most CEOs would answer no. Industry after industry sees insurgents outpacing incumbents. Our organizations were never built to be adaptable. Management pioneers a century ago designed for discipline, not resilience. That's why change typically comes in only two varieties, trivial and traumatic. At its heart, business is about stewardship of resources, careers, and values. True leadership requires five essential virtues: fealty, viewing resources as a trust; charity, prioritizing others' interests; prudence, safeguarding the future; accountability, taking responsibility; and equity, ensuring fair rewards. From Enron to the financial crisis, our globally connected economy amplifies ethical failures. Consider this mental framework. Your widowed mother is the sole shareholder. Your boss is a sibling. Employees are childhood friends. Customers are your children, and you're independently wealthy. This perspective prevents sacrificing long-term value for quick gains, compromising integrity for advancement, or exploiting dependence. The Great Recession was fundamentally a moral crisis stemming from irresponsible borrowing, where deceit flourished, hubris blinded risk assessment, myopia ignored warnings, and greed transformed conservative bankers into frenzied speculators. Perhaps this crisis will renew appreciation for timeless wealth-creating virtues: prudence, thrift, self-discipline, and sacrifice that built not just businesses, but entire nations. In today's stagnant economies with hyper-efficient competitors, innovation champions often find themselves defensive. Yet we owe everything to innovation: our existence, prosperity, happiness, and future. Our species exists thanks to 4 billion years of genetic innovation. From our ancestors' perspective, we live lives of unimaginable ease due to centuries of social innovation. Between 1000 and 1820, global per capita income rose by only 50%, but in the following 12 decades, it grew by 800%. Innovation rescued humanity from privation. The world's most innovative companies fall into several types: rockets, young companies with novel business models like Spotify; laureates, consistent innovators in narrow domains like IBM; artists, companies where innovation is the primary product, like IDEO; cyborgs, companies purpose-built for innovation, like Google; and born-again innovators, like Procter & Gamble, that transformed from hierarchical organizations into innovation leaders. The fundamental lesson? Becoming an innovation leader requires completely retooling management processes. What limits innovation isn't lack of resources or creativity, but pro-innovation processes. Apple has innovation embedded more deeply in its DNA than perhaps any other company. The iPad generated nearly $10 billion in revenue in just 9 months, an unprecedented feat. Over a decade, Apple dominated the high-end computer market, became the world's largest music retailer, captured 48% of mobile phone industry profits with just 5% market share, created extraordinarily profitable retail stores, and became the world's largest software distributor. What drives this success? First, great passion centered on beauty. Jobs would pause during product launches to marvel at devices, showing a joyous pride in technological artistry unimaginable for most executives. Second, Apple people hate being derivative. They're motivated by breaking new ground, not being fast followers. While not always pioneering categories, they consistently challenge themselves to radically redefine rather than merely improve. Third, Apple commits to exceeding expectations, creating genuine customer delight. Their pre-launch secrecy isn't just competitive strategy, but a way to produce wonder. Fourth, Apple transcends trade-offs, proving a company doesn't have to choose between high value and low cost. Finally, at Apple, innovation isn't a strategy or department. It's fundamental to everything they do, from the MacBook Air to the App Store to the Genius Bar. In today's creative economy, success depends on employee initiative, imagination, and passion at all levels. Yet the Global Workforce Survey found only 21% of employees truly engaged, with nearly 40% mostly or entirely disengaged. While obedience, diligence, and intellect have become global commodities, what creates true value now are higher-order capabilities, initiative, creativity, and passion, seeing work as a calling rather than just a job. The challenge? These higher capabilities cannot be commanded. Employees choose whether to bring these gifts to work daily, and most don't. Although 86% of employees like their jobs, they remain disengaged due to limited growth opportunities, lack of meaningful mission, and leadership behaviors that undermine trust. Only 38% believed senior management cared about their well-being. If employees lack enthusiasm, it's not the work, it's the management. W.L. Gore and Associates exemplifies an alternative to conventional organizational design. Despite making over 1,000 products with 9,000 associates across 50 global locations, Gore operates without titles, bosses, or formal hierarchy, a model that has produced innovation and profitability for more than 50 years without ever posting a loss. Gore functions as a network rather than a hierarchy, with decisions flowing directly between associates. Most radical is how leadership emerges. Leaders gain authority only by attracting followers. Morningstar processes 25-30% of U.S. tomatoes without traditional hierarchy through self-management. Employees create personal mission statements aligned with company goals and form colleague letters of understanding, CLOs, detailing commitments between interdependent workers. Chris Roofer believes people perform better when free rather than directed. This freedom works because it's channeled through clear targets and transparent data. As managers, we accept organizational dysfunction too readily. We aren't sufficiently outraged by politicking, wasted creativity, cynicism, and executive egomania to create better alternatives. Tomorrow's management must focus on noble goals that inspire deeper commitment. In our interdependent world, collaborative systems will outperform adversarial ones. Organizations must infuse commercial activities with ideals like honor, truth, love, justice, and beauty. Resilience requires high-trust, low-fear cultures where risk-taking and contentious opinions flourish. Unlike early management pioneers who worked against human nature to create obedient employees, our challenge is making organizations more human. The future belongs to organizations that harness the full spectrum of human capabilities. The most successful companies won't just be the most efficient. They'll create environments where people bring their full selves to work, where creativity flourishes alongside accountability, and where purpose drives performance.